am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dean Show. I haven't said this for a while, but it may not be evening where you are. But it is always evening in the temple of the Dean, in the quadrillion-dollar recording studio, right here. There you go. Now, let's see. This week on the show, we've got all the usual stuff. We're going to take you through the wrestling. We're going to have the Mussolini Corner, the Smiting List, some sort of singing segment on the show, and all that good stuff. Let's introduce Thaddeus Penguin at this time. Thaddeus, say hello. Okay, Thaddeus, ignore me if you want, but I'll smite you and you'll see. Don't know what your problem is, Thaddeus. Okay. So, up next on the show, let's get stuck right in. It's time for the thing we call the quiz. And like that, I don't even remember what it was, but apparently the winner was, let's see, pass me my envelope, Thaddeus. Thaddeus, pass the darn envelope. Okay, friend of Indian lady. Never heard of such a person, but there you go, wins the quiz. Yeah, so this week's quiz question, Thaddeus, tell the listeners what it is. Go! There we go. That's the quiz question. So if you think you know the answer, I'll repeat it in English in just a second, but if you think you know the answer, email your answer to thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on thedeanshow.blogspot.com. Okay, the question is as follows. What was the name of the video supplement we just released? This is an easy one, but it's a two-part one. What is the name of the supplement, and what is the size of the file, if you're downloading it in the MP4 version, which is everyone should be. It was originally downloading in AVI and taking forever, and I fixed that. So, if you can tell us that, you will win a new prize sometime soon, never ago. Okay. I think at this time, we're going to get straight into the review of the Raw. Let's go. Okay, the guest host this week is the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. And he has the Million Dollar Belt with him. Yes, Thaddeus, I was sort of hoping he would reinstate that title too, but he didn't. Priceless are with him. He books Priceless for a tag title match at Night of Champions. And books Cody Rhodes versus Mark Henry and Ted DiBiase Jr. versus Randy Orton for tonight. And that's not very exciting in the slightest. And then we have the, Edge and Jericho take on the Cool-Ons in the rematch edition. And Jericho comes in illegally, hits the Codebreaker, Edge hits a spear, they pin Primo. Nothing special, really, from this match, but Carlito beats up Primo like a nut afterwards, and that team are going to split up. It was incredibly foolish for them to split these people up, but I'll explain just in a second once I've had a sip of tea. Okay, it was incredibly foolish to split them up because, first of all, they haven't really been established as a team for a lengthy period of time, and no one even knows who Primo is, seriously. I've heard it's like Carlito and that other guy. Not Carlito. You know, no one knows who these guys are, well, who the Primo is, and they're not both going to, you know, if they split up, Carlito will be successful. WWE has come to terms on the release of Primo. WWE wishes Primo all the best in his future endeavors in nowhere. So you see what happens? This is what you do, WWE. This is what you do. Thaddeus, what are your thoughts on the splitting up of the Carlito and Primo. Go! Yes, Thaddeus, your thoughts are worthless. Now then, Ted DiBiase Sr. hates Dusty Rhodes, and he won't let Cody out of his match because he doesn't like Cody Rhodes, and now he's going to make him wear polka dots, but then he doesn't wear polka dots, and now Cody Rhodes gets counted out of his match against with Mark Henry on purpose, just walks away, and unfortunately he looked bad and he looked completely useless, and this gets the miniature arg, mini arg, where there is a fire, no. I should point out in the little news section, which we'd never do, but here's some news. Injury, go, Edge, thing, stuff, hurt. Edge could be out for a year, apparently, with a severe injury. Malos Tiempos there. Malos Tiempos! Now Orton and Ted DiBiase. I said Ted must win. Push the young star, please. I've also been told that Plux also works. Or something like that. Plox. Not really sure. PLX. Who knows? Quick pins happen by Ted. Orton hits a leg straddle. DDT. RKO reverse to a backslide. Two count. Running power slam by the DiBiase. Kick out. Million Dollar Dream is escaped. RKO buried. But Ted did look good in the match. Triple H, this is how you can actually put someone over but still beat them. Take a lesson from this one, Triple Hitler. Now the VIP lounge with MVP and Jack Swagger. MVP was in jail for 10 years. Since when? Has this been brought up before? This has suddenly happened? How does Swagger know? Doesn't make any sense. And why? WTF, with the exception of Shelton Benjamin. Why? Are all the black guys in WWE from the hood and they're all like in jail for the most of their lives? I mean, what a stereotype here, you know. Not everyone is from the hood, WWE. I've never even been there. I think it's when you have, like, a hoodie or something, and you put it up, and now it's a hood on you, and now your head is living in a hood of some sort. I'm not really sure. I'm not quite sure what is happening. Thaddeus, explain the hood to us. Go! Yes, well, Thaddeus, I have no idea what you mean. Maybe it's, like, the neighborhood. There goes the neighborhood. I don't know. Now, Ted says that his dad set him up to fail. His dad says no, he didn't. He believes in him, he can win the title. Ted slaps his dad, even though he did well. I don't understand what's happening. I was hoping for a happy father-son moment. Sad face. Now, great wrestling in chains between Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston. Very indie, and I'm enjoying it. Shooting star out of nowhere, and the match randomly ends. I was hoping for a long match. That's why we get an arg. Unfortunately, the reason the match was cut short is because we had 5 minutes of match, 5 minutes of the Big Show beating them both up afterwards. Don't know why he came out, and I'm very annoyed because I really, really wanted this to be a long match. And they could have done that if they just cut out the stupid Big Show bit. So this gets the... And, like that. Okay, we had to pause there for a second, because we had some computer problems caused by the Thaddeus. Now then, the main event was Triple H and Cena. Everyone? Boo! I hate both of these guys. This is a boring match. Too much punching happens. I fast-forward through it. Priceless interfere. Double DQ. No one faces Orton. And then Ted says they both face Orton. Triple threat booked things, stuff, and the like. And that's Raw. Up next, it's time for the Jakara Wrestler of the Week. Thaddeus, hit that music. Go!
The Jakara Wrestler of the Week.
Okay, this week's Jakara Wrestler of the Week. Who will it, him, they, she, and things be? I have decided that this week it's Buck Hawk. I don't think I've done Buck Hawk. He's the guy, follows around the Mitch Ryder. I mean, I don't know if they still do this, because I'm watching my Trios DVDs, and he isn't in it with Mitch, and I'm a little bit behind with Jakara, but he follows Mitch Ryder around, typically. He was Superstar Shane Hawk, but Mitch renamed him Buck Hawk. Like, Tennessee or some Memphis person. So now they do that. He has little stars on his tights, but they're smaller than Mitch's, and he'll come out with Mitch and get everyone to do Mitch, 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 like the chants. And they wear sunglasses, and they're the Fabulous Two. And when they're with Larry Sweeney, they're the Fabulous Three. And when they're with Robbie Ellis, they're the Fabulous Four. I would like them with Pinky Sanchez, the Fabulous Five. Then they could take on the Five Chivas. That would be nice. And that's not going to happen. Thaddeus, your dream match. Go! Yeah, Thaddeus, you're wrong about that. I have decided that the match I really, really want to see is Kota Ibushi versus Pac. Now, you can add in more guys. You can have Kota Ibushi versus Pac versus Player Dose. Well, they had Kota Ibushi versus Player Dose on Trios, so I've yet to watch that bit, but Kota Ibushi versus Pac, you can put in Player Dose, put in, you know, lots of crazy flippy dudes. Evan Bourne or, you know, Matt Sydal, I think, would be nice in that situation. Put in, I always love Mike Quackenbush. I can't say not to put him in. You know, whatever. I also want to see tag matches with Loose Ice Creams. Any tag match with Loose Ice Creams gets the dream match for me. Because they are the awesomes. Loose Ice Creams, Loose Ice Creams. Everyone loves Loose Ice Creams. That's your Chikara thing done. Up next, I'm going to talk about some stuff and some things. Okay, we did, last week we did our 20th episode. Somehow I don't really recall much of what happened on it, especially towards the end. But I should point out that you need to get that. Well, I suppose if you're listening to this one, that's now redundant. But it is pretty good, I think, in parts. And don't forget, you need to get our supplement that we put out for you. I can't name it because that breaks the quiz. At first it wasn't showing up on iTunes. I mended that. The situation has been mended! And now you can get that and download it for great justice. So go do that, and it will be buenos tiempos para ti y para mi, and like that, then there. Yes, Thaddeus, you did not appear in the video because you are inferior scum. Now then. Yeah, so everyone download that. It is, downloads have gone pretty well so far, and, you know, you can keep getting it. Tell your friends. I think it's pretty good. And we will have more of the not the same at all. I'm planning on filming one before the end of the summer, maybe. Might get one or two more done. I'm planning on doing a little bonus show. I mentioned this last week, I think, but we're going to record it all in one go and release it in parts. And that's the idea. We'll hopefully get that recorded next month. We'll see. I would like to get that done, maybe even before then, but get it out with some little topics and things done. It'll probably be next month, but there you go. A little bonus show for you, like that, and there'll be little short discussion, debate, style questions and stuff. So, there's that, and there's the thing. Go, stuff, things, Thaddeus, get me some tea. What do you mean I already have tea? Thaddeus, that is entirely besides the point. We need multiple tea, Thaddeus, multiple! Speaking of which, and speaking of something completely different, it's time for the Corner of Mussolini. Hit the music. Go. Welcome, everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner. Okay, this week on the Corner of the Mussolini, the segment we call Mussolini Corner, it is... Yeah, okay. Rome. The Roman question. Possibly the only success Mussolini ever had was the settling of the Roman question, which was when Italy was unified in 1870. They had the Roman question. The Pope wanted control of Rome and the Papal States that had been taken to make up part of Italy. Mussolini settled it by saying, hey, Rome and the Papal States are part of Italy, you're not getting them back, but what we will do is we will give you the Vatican City. It can be your own country. You can have control of that entire area. And there were various other concessions and agreements, such as clergymen can't be in politics, and a whole bunch of stuff about what Mussolini would do for the, you know, making sort of religion-associated policies and, you know, all the usual things about RE and contraception and all that that every leader does to please the church. But the other the reason Mussolini failed in this respect is because not only did his you know, the agreement with the church stop because the church realized this is a bad man because he helped Hitler kill the Jews. The Jews! Where there is a fire at... Anyway. So what happened here was... The reason he failed is because in order... Despite they made that agreement, it was supplemented with £30 million. Mussolini had to give £30 million to the Pope to make him agree to let Mussolini have control of most of Rome. I think that constitutes a huge failure. Because they had... If you look at the other list of agreements they made... I think these were the Lateran Treaty? I don't know, it doesn't matter. If you look at the agreements, the church clearly got more than Mussolini got from them. Plus, he had to pay them £30 million. What a failure, Mussolini, you failed! We would have some failure music, but none exists. That I made yet. So, I'm not going to make it. No one shall make the failure music. I have no idea what you're talking about, Thaddeus. Let's move on. That's your Mussolini corner. And, let's talk about this thing. The AC/DC. I got nothing. Yeah, so they had this thing a week or two ago, the Rock 100, it's called. Kerrang does it, the top 100 rock songs or something, and you get to vote the order they come in. AC/DC had two songs in there, You Shook Me All Night Long and Rock and Roll Train. And I was watching it, and they were all from, like, you know, you begin at 100, it counts down. In, like, the 70s, I think, AC/DC had their first one. And I was upset with this. You know, this gets the arg and the oh no's. Because I was sort of hoping they would be, like, numbers 1 and 2. So they got that. And then you watch a little bit further. Oh, wait, two spots later, I'm pretty sure it was. Their second one. Arg! This means that the AC/DC are, like, in the 70s. And you just know that... I don't even remember who won, but it's probably, like... It's always, like, Kid Rock and Nickelback and stuff in, like, the top few spots and slots and things. And I hate it so much because these musical acts are inferior to the Akadaka. And inferior to the Dean. Speaking of Akadaka, my t-shirt that I've discussed before, the Highway to Hell tie-dye one, will hopefully be shipping on the 15th, I've been told. So that's good, I'll get it in like a year, and that's pleasant. I've originally ordered it on the 4th of May, and then had to reorder it in June from a different place, and all that confusion. Also, AC/DC, I tried to get the album there, the High Voltage album from the Australia, I think it's called the Kangaroo Land or something, Australia, but I was unable, we got the High Voltage International version, and now I've got two of the same album, and none of the one that I needed, which was the Australian version. Now, I can buy it on eBay for, like, 15 quid, some guy in Finland, which is really good, because usually it's, like, 100 quid, because it's so rare. Unfortunately, I think it might just be easier to download the songs from YouTube and stick them on my iPod. Ha 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 ha! The evils of things like this. I got nothing. Thaddeus, fill for me. Go. Yes, Thaddeus, indeed, you can fill with your singing, but it wasn't very good, Thaddeus, it wasn't very good. Speaking of singing, I've been working on, I've so far made 4 songs, we have this album we're working on, the way we're doing these songs, I think I mentioned this before, I was making the album, I don't even know if it's going to get on iTunes yet, so I could end up making all these things, and then they're like, no, we don't want it, and then now I've just got some songs. I can play them on the show. But what we did was we took public domain songs, public domain lyrics, and then I sing the lyrics and it's really poems, which I used as lyrics, and all these things are free and not owned by anyone, and then I put them together and like that, and made some new songs. So that's that then. So hopefully that album will be finished. I've made 4 of the 10 songs. I did make a 5th and then I scrapped it because it was really bad. And in fact, they're all pretty bad. And by bad, I mean I am superior to you, inferior scum. That's the party line, as it were. And Thaddeus, is towing it or something. I don't even understand politics. So, that's that. Up next, on the show, it's the thing we like to call the list of smiting. Go hit the theme tune for the smiting list. Thaddeus. And now, we present... The Dean and the Thaddeus present to you... The Smiting List. Prepare to be smitten. Okay, so we're going to smite lack of... Yes, I know we've done this before, Thaddeus. I've been reading up on it. It will work. I'm going to smite lack of Australian version of high voltage. And when we smite the negative, it will leave the positive. Pure mathematics. We've done this before. Didn't work. This time it's going to work, I assure you. Because I am the all-powerful, mighty, superior, excellent, the Dean. All hail. I had, like, healing music 1 week. I don't know where that went. So, let's see if we can do this. We're going to... Because I really want this album. If you don't know, I'll explain it. Their first album was in 74, it was High Voltage, it was only in Australia. Their second album was 75, it was TNT, it was only in Australia. In 75, they released their first international album. It was called High Voltage. It was a compilation of their first two albums. It had only two songs from High Voltage, and then, like, eight from TNT. So that... Or, like, loads from TNT. Seven or something. So that's why I want the High Voltage. Now, they did release an EP with four of them on it, plus Jailbreak, because it was never released on Dirty Deeds in outside of Australia. They released it on the 74 Jailbreak EP, which was also not in the UK, so and it doesn't have two of the songs. The High Voltage does feature AC/DC's only love song. It's called Love Song, I think. And there you go. They did have another sort of ballad-y style one called Ride On in Dirty Deeds in 76, but whatever. Enough rambling, no one even understands. So what was I doing? Thaddeus, what were we doing? Foolish Thaddeus, making me forget. Ah! Ah yes, we were the thing. Okay, we're gonna smite lack of high voltage, leaving only high voltage. It has to work this time. I've tweaked the settings on the smite-o-meter, as the kids call it. Le maître de smitomation. I don't even... The French. Okay, Thaddeus, help me. We were charging our smitometers. You can get that on a t-shirt, by the way. We're firing our smiting laser. Go. There we go. Lack of high voltage has been smitten. So, now we should have high voltage, Australian edition. Ah. No, Thaddeus, we knew it worked. It's just somewhere else in the temple. So now we're going to go and find it. So I'm leaving the my room in the temple. Okay, I'm leaving the room. Now I'm walking down a corridor with a dark corridor with like suits of armor and stuff in it, and pictures on the walls with eyes and little bookshelves that spin around into the tunnels and stuff. Now there's walking through a room which is in the entire room, the walls, floor. And ceiling are all lined with like crystal or something. Like except there's a little pathway through the floor to walk through. This is very blinding and shiny crystal happening everywhere in the room. Now we're walking out through the other door. There are doors in the gaps in the crystal. Walking through the doors. Okay. Now we're in some sort of room with like lots of plants in it. Thaddeus, who waters these plants? I've never seen these plants before. Thaddeus? Well, somehow Thaddeus is not here anymore. He's been lost or something, I'm not sure. So now I'm walking by myself, I don't know where I am, we're like in the plants room. Now there's like a new exit or something. Okay, now the... Oh. Right. There's a trap door in the ground here. We're going under it. Now we're going down some sort of slide. Now I'm in a pit with spiky walls. Spiky walls pit. Now the walls are... oh no, the walls are closing in on me. They're moving in. The roof is moving down on me. And this is Malos Tiempos. Malos Tiempos. So now I'm climbing back up through the bottom of the chute, the hole where the chute dropped me into the room, the roof's moving down, climbing up through this. Give me a second. Okay, so we're now on top of the roof is moving down, but I've climbed through the hole in it where I came through, so now I'm on top of the roof, and I do see there is a little exit door. Who puts these crazy traps in the temple anyway? I don't know where this came from. I mean, this temple was purpose-built for me. I didn't buy it or anything. I had it built. I don't remember any of this. Now we're walking through the exit, and look, I'm outside. I still haven't seen high voltage anywhere. Now, I'm in like a jungle of some sort. I'm running away from the jungle. Hold on a second, it's gonna start running. Okay, well, I think we got out of the jungle there. I had to pause it for a second, but we're out of the jungle. Now I'm back, like I'm around the back of the temple or something. I don't see an entrance from this side. And, oh, I saw something move in the distance. I'm gonna chase it in case it's like falafel or something, because we've never seen falafel. Let's see if it's falafel. I'm gonna follow it. I'll be back in a second. Okay, I chased it. It's gone. I can't find it anywhere. I'm assuming that falafel has stolen my high voltage. That's the only option, I think. Because I can't find it anywhere else. I'm going inside through the side door here. I found a little tunnel. Smoky in here, I don't like it. Oh. Okay, we're clearing through the smoke. Wow, this is like a room with a big bed in the centre, like a round stone table in the centre. Lots of chairs around it, like it's some sort of meeting room or something. I do see something in the centre on the table. Maybe my high voltage is sitting in this table. Maybe that's where it appeared. Let's walk in and see it. Okay, this is just getting ridiculous. The high voltage is not on the table, but the cute little white fluffy bunny rabbit is. So you may remember when we smote it and we couldn't find it, there was lack of rabbit and negative rabbit, positive rabbit. Well, this is where it appeared. It appeared here. So, in theory, high voltage should appear here as well. So I'm going to turn off the recording and I'm going to stand here and wait for high voltage Australian version to appear. Okay. Okay, it is now tomorrow. Almost tomorrow, anyway. Obviously, I will come back tomorrow and finish with the SmackDown. It's getting close to tomorrow already. I've been waiting for at least 10 hours, I think. I have not seen high voltage appear anywhere. Oh, look, it's Thaddeus. Thaddeus, where have you been? Oh, he's got my tea that I asked for. Thaddeus, this tea is cold. Ah. It's cold because you made it 10 hours ago. Well, why didn't you give it to me? Okay, because I was running around like a fool at the other end. Right. Well, that's your fault, Thaddeus. And can you explain to me why high voltage is not appearing? I mean, you remember we smoked the lack of rabbit. Here is the rabbit. It appeared right on this stone tablet, so I'm assuming that high voltage will appear also. What?! Okay, it appears that this is not the same rabbit that Thaddeus just left this here earlier for the banter. You know there is no banter allowed on the Dean Show. What is this, the banter show or something? Right, we are now going to fire our lasers at the rabbit. Go! And there we go, the rabbit has been smitten. What, that was your pet? Penguins do not have pet rabbits, Thaddeus. Thaddeus, be gone! No, in fact, Thaddeus, before you be gone, please help use the teleportation device and get me back to the studio. What do you mean there is no teleportation device? I'm sure I had one installed. Okay, it appears the teleportation device, it was installed. It's only available in one room of the temple, one which I have yet to find. So, I'm going to have to walk back, so I'm not going to pause the recording. I'm going to talk a little bit, and then when I get back, we will continue. Okay, so while I'm walking, I'm going to tell you a little bit. Went to the thing over at the Logiconners, where we burn some books and eat some food, which is barbecued and the like, and it was buenos. One thing we did was we had the bamboo sticks. I'm telling you this because this part is relevant to the shrew. Bamboo sticks on fire at one end. You knew what this meant. Okay, when you hold this, this creates the fire at one end and a fool at the other. And everyone enjoys that muchly. Okay, I paused the recording and I'm now back in the studio, in the room, in the place. And I think it's time for a message from our new sponsor. I usually do this a little bit later, but we didn't have a sponsor at the start of the show. We were a bit late in getting one. Thaddeus has been slacking. So I've received email confirmation just moments ago before I started the recording up again, and we do have a sponsor, so hit that one, Thaddeus. Hit the ad.
This week, the Vadim Show is sponsored by Joe's Non-Albino Pet Shop Supplies, because sometimes pet shops have customers with pets that aren't albino. That's rare, though. My aunt had a dog once. It wasn't albino, so it was eaten for lunch.
And that was a message from our new sponsor, Joe's Non-Albino Pet Shop Supplies, where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. And this happens all the time with a fire and fool. Now then, I'm going to take a sip of some tea that Thaddeus has brought me, and we will continue with the show in just a second with the ECW. Okay, we're about to start the ECW review, but before we do, I should tell everyone that if you're listening to the show, make sure you're subscribed as well. iTunes is probably the easiest way to do it. Subscribe there, you know, whatever. Links to most things are on the blog. We're on Last FM as well. You can listen to some episodes on there, I think. And maybe all of them, I'm not sure. And things like that. I usually post links up to them on my Bebo, and I post the whole thing on Facebook and all that stuff, so you can get these links and stuff. They are everywhere. The entire internet exists entirely for the sole purpose of delivering the Dean Show TTD !S to you, the listeners, and inferior scum, and like that. Now then, I think we're going to do the ECW review, but I was just saying, make sure you subscribe and make sure you tell other people to listen and to subscribe and all that good stuff. So, we released the video, as I said earlier, to thank you, and there will be more to come, but now it's time for ECW, and it went something like this. No, it went nothing like that. ECW was the show today. I watched it. Let's run you through it real quickly. The main points. I'm pretty much going to cover everything except the first match, but very, very quickly, in about a minute at most. Probably half that. I believe we had Yoshi Tatsu, I think he's called, versus Shelton Benjamin, the rematch. I love Yoshi's music. It's happy and fun. And he was doing pretty well against Shelton Benjamin. He did a nice one where like a rolling snapmare type of thing into a then a kick afterwards. Almost Gran Akuma-esque, I think. He did a nice thing where he was on the apron, springboard, and then the spinning heel kick. Springboard, spinning heel kick. I've never seen that done before, I don't think. That was pretty cool. I'm enjoying this guy. He's a good wrestler. Unfortunately, he took a pay dirt, though it was more like a reverse pay dirt. Maybe he didn't know how to take it. Maybe Benjamin did it wrong. That's not the point. The point is Yoshi was buried by Shelton. Of course, Shelton was buried with one kick by Yoshi last week, so I suppose it's fair. But I was sort of hoping that Yoshi would win and do well. And because he didn't, this gets the that got the arc. Then what else happened? Abraham Washington returned with his shoe. The Abraham Washington Show, with less does than the Dean Show. And the Dean Show, the most popular the Dean Show in all of iTunes, once again. This was pretty bad. thankfully he had a guest that we care about this time. It wasn't the Bella Twins. It was they were in the first match, by the way, which I'm skipping. It was the Tommy Dreamer, and basically he did the same thing. He made fun of them. He tried to get some sort of fight happening. I don't like this. The guy isn't funny. The show is a waste of time. No one knows who he is. No one likes him because he hasn't wrestled yet. And he just makes cheesy jokes and calls Dreamer fat. He said he was the biggest star, literally, in ECW. Now, wait, didn't we have Big Daddy V in ECW? He's the hugest guy I've seen. And even in the original ECW, there was, like, the Sandman was pretty big at one point, I'm pretty sure, with the fat there. And, the, like, Balls Mahoney and stuff. You know, you... No. This is silly. So that's that. Then Kozlov came out and they were going to get into a fight or something, but then they didn't. And the Russian invasion. Yeah, you're expecting the Russian invasion music, but you're not getting it. You're not getting it, inferior scum! So then we had the next thing on ECW, I think, was... What happened next? I think it may have been the Kozlov versus Christian match next, and it was a pretty bad, boring, not much happened match in which Christian won the right to face Dreamer at Night of Champions, and Dreamer will retain his title because he is the best. I should point out that when Dreamer came out, he got EC Dub chance. Just gotta throw that out there every time. EC Dub. And like that. Okay, so that's that. I've really want to get out of here as quickly as possible today because I've got things to do and stuff to do. And like a fish wearing a small hat. So, what we do have is, let's see. That's ECW done. What's next on the agenda? Thaddeus. Okay, Thaddeus, sounds good to me. I'm going to review a couple of things. First of all, I've been playing some more Bionic Commando, and I think I'm near the end. What happens at this point, basically, you keep getting harder and harder enemies throughout the game. You know, now I kill 15 of these crazy things with lasers. But what happens is, and snipers and such. Now you get to the boss level, I think it's the last boss. You swing in, you know, you walk over, the ground shakes. Huge, big, crazy thing sticks out of the ground. And now he has a laser, and it shoots, and then there's fire all around, so you've got to run when this happens. The idea is that you whip a car into its laser cannon area right before the laser fires, and then it might take health off him, and he might not shoot the laser. Then he, like, burrows under the ground and underneath you and tries to kill you. That's pretty easy to avoid, though. Stab it away or jump or something. Then, when you get him, like, and you can also shoot grenades at him and shoot him and stuff. When you get, and throw cars at him at any time. When you get half of his health off, he falls. You've got to go round to the front, where his laser is, and zip into it, and then he'll get up. You fly into the sky, death from above, land on him, and then, like, rip apart inside the laser area. Now, the problem is that sometimes he falls towards you, and you can do that pretty easily. 90% of the time he falls in the opposite direction, but the time you run around, and you can't run because the ground's bumpy, and you've got to jump over it and zip across, by the time you get to the front, he gets back up, and his health goes back up. And you've got to do like 10 attempts before you get him to land at the front so you can zip in. At one point, I was maybe one or two hits away from taking all his health off, and he was down, and I missed my chance to get it, and then he got back up, and he has this thing he does at the end. In every boss fight this happens. Right at the end, they unleash like a crazy series of attacks that you can't avoid, and you die. So he has, like, the, I'm sure bosses have done this in games everyone has played, where they have, like, some sort of circular thing that comes out around them in all directions and electrocutes you no matter what. You can jump over it pretty easily. But then he fires three of them. The problem is that the pace at which they're fired and the speed at which I jump are so out of sync that when I jump over the first one, the second one hits me as I land. I don't think there's any way to avoid those. But I must say, that despite the difficulty, this boss is the first time the game has been fun since the start, so I should point that out. I should also point out that I've watched a movie, it was called End of Days, with the Arnold Schwarzenegger. he was trying to kill the devil or something. The movie was hard to follow, didn't make much sense, seemed to be a low budget, wasn't the best movie, you know? It was okay. I couldn't concentrate on it too much, it just, I don't know. I also watched another movie called Pan's Labyrinth. It was in Spanish, but it had subtitles, thank goodness. And, Los Subtitulos. And this was good. It was an enjoyable movie. It was like a fantasy type of thing, which I don't usually like, but I recommend watching this. Guillermo del Toro or something is the guy who directed it. It was basically some girl, you're in like a 1944 Spain, Franco is happening, I think, and now it's, she's seeing like a fairy, and now there's like a fawn, and he wants to sacrifice a baby, but then she gets sacrificed. I don't want to spoil it, but in the end, it was a sad ending. The girl went to her kingdom or something, where her soul was a different person, and now she's got a same soul, it's this dead princess. Unfortunately, her poor mother, back in the real world, lost her, and she died, and that was sad. Oh, well. What can you do? What can you do? So that's two movies that I watched, a game I played, and another thing I've been doing is watching some King of Trios, or whatever it's called. I'm almost through night 3, I think I'm on disc 2 so of night 3, so I'm very near the end, a couple matches to go. It is very enjoyable, and I recommend everyone picks up some King of Trios. Player Dose versus Thingy-me-jiggery, Kota Ibushi, is coming up, and I just know that's going to be good. But I recommend everyone get Night 2 just for that 4-way eliminator, the second one. It was fantastic. I think I mentioned this before. But, of course, Night 3 has the finals of that. Like I said, I just mentioned that match. And it has the King of Trios finals, and Night 3 also has the 12-team gauntlet, which didn't feature Loose Ice Creams, which saddened me a little bit. Saddened! And that was bad. And that's all I've been watching, playing, and things like this. I told you, I think I finished that book already, so I don't need to talk about that anymore. And I do have a book, The Sleeping Doll, which I'm going to get to soon, hopefully. And I don't think I've been listening to anything, you know, special, apart from the usual AC/DC and stuff, Trapdoor, you know, all the usual stuff, so there's nothing special to mention from there. That means that we're pretty much done, and it's time for the Dean Sings! Aha! Before we get to the Dean Sings, I have something to say. I read on the internet, a very reliable place, of course, that the current AC/DC Black Ice Tour is the highest grossing tour of the music in history. More than any other band or musical act, AC/DC, this tour has made more money, and it's not even over yet. It's not even a year into it yet, so it was the last year and a half, I think. They're currently taking a month off before they go back to North America again, I think, but that's some pretty good high grossing tour there. I don't know why they won't come to Belfast or the Temple of the Dean, but yeah. I think that that means they're the best band ever, probably. Highest grossing tour in the histories, in la historia. Apparently Michael Jackson was supposed to beat it, like he Thriller beat Back in Black as the highest selling album of all time, but no, he's dead. So that means that stuff. Okay, I think we're gonna close for today with the Dean Sings, so I do have one other thing I've just thought of to say. This is I live in the Northern Ireland, I think. So that means, I think, that means we're coming up to the day, no, sometime, I don't even know when it is, someday next week or something, the July 12, I think is the kids call it, the 12th of July there. I don't really understand this day, you know? Maybe it's just because I'm an atheist and I don't understand anything that is in religion tied or something, but it's sort of generally considered to be a sort of Protestant thing. I don't get it, to be honest. I don't understand what the point of that event is, or like, I never got it. What are you celebrating something, or some sort of, well, why is it relevant? Why is it important to me? Why do we need to watch people march past us and be rowdy and the like? Not sure. Meh. So now we move on to the Dean Sings. Go. This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call The Dean Sings. The Dean Sings uses songs from promotingcrap.com. This week we sing about the fish. The fish, the fish, the fish, the fish, the fish. Singing a song about fish. There are lots of different type of fish sometimes, but I don't really know an awful lot about them. I am not fish expert. I am not fish expert. I am not fish expert. Everybody like the fish. Everybody like the fish. Everybody, everybody, everybody like the fish. Everybody like the fish. Fish. Thaddeus knows a lot about the fish because he is a penguin and he eats them. Oh, he eats the fish because he's a penguin. Penguins eat the fish. Instrumental. Yay, my favorite type of fish is a fish wearing a small hat. It is amusing to see a fish wearing a small hat. Fish, 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 it's a 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 fish, fish, fish. It's a fish, 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 fish. It's a fish, it's a fish, it's a fish, it's a fish, it's a fish. It's the fish. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, singing a song about a fish. It's swimming. Fishy, fishy. Oh, fishy, 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 swimming in the ocean. I am a fish, swimming in the ocean. Fishy, 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 fish. Fishy, 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 fish. Where can that fish be? Do 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 do. Fish, fish. Everyone loves to sing, to sing, to sing about the fish. Sing about the fish. Fish. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen or I will smite you. It is tomorrow. Welcome back. You just heard The Dean Sings. and we're going to wrap it up real quick today with the SmackDown review and the Dean Scenery, and take us out with Project Sex by Trapdoor. But first, I want to talk about a console, new games console I have purchased. We're soon getting a Wii for the temple, but for the moment, I have bought a PlayStation Uno, and I've been playing through Crash Bandicoot on it. And I've also, and it just arrived in the mail today, Crash Bandicoot 3 Warped. So that will be really good, and I can't wait to play that. That was a fun game. Un game de los fun. Might get the original Tekken sometime. And I also got a new game for my Game Boy Color. And, yeah. So there you go. But also, on the 360, I beat the crazy boss last night in Bionic Commando. Beat that thing. And then afterwards, was it the final boss? No. They just said, what was that thing? Meh, must have been just something they were using to dig. Keep going. Arrgh! Now fight all these robot things. Anyway, I'm not even going to get into that. SmackDown. Jeff Hardy out wearing an eye patch. I was enjoying this. He was pretending he was hurt from last week still. And first good thing he's done in ages. And then he ripped it off and it was a joke and ruined everything. Arrgh! Now he's versus Kane. Boring match. Jeff hits all his moves. Punk comes out for the distract. Chokeslam from the top. Kane over. Let's see what's next. Dolph Ziggler nails Maria in a closet. Then Dolph Ziggler versus John Morrison. Nice corkscrew plancha body crossbody thing by John Morrison. And then roll up by Dolph Ziggler with the tights, and he beat John Morrison. Though Morrison looked good and hit some good moves. I like how they're trying to bring in guys who are doing the good moves recently. You know, we've had this Japanese guy, Yoshitatsu, we're having Evan Bourne. I'm enjoying what they're doing. John Morrison's getting to shine. Now Punk talks about Jeff's drug use. Says that he has 2 strikes and 2 suspensions, and that he's been to rehab, and that he gets his drugs illegally. And Kali hits a choke bomb on Punk during their match. Arg, because Kali just buried Punk, and he's only saved by the fact that Kane came out, and Kali and Kane swung chairs at each other. Okay, now the Hearts versus Heart Dynasty versus Crime Time. Distraction by Natalia. The Hearts cheat to win. Yay, that's good. They did something right. Good teamwork. Now the main event, Intercontinental title match, Chris Jericho versus Rey Mysterio. Jericho must win. Then he'll have both tag belts, from the Unified, but one of each tag belt, plus the Intercontinental title. And then because Edge is injured now, they can give him both of his belts, and Jericho will have 5 belts. Of course, when this was recorded, Edge wasn't injured, so they didn't plan this. Jericho does not get 5 belts, I can tell you that. 619 is avoided early on, back and forth pin reversal, 619 avoided again. This was a very good match. Enjoyment! Whether it was a fire at one... No. Walls of Jericho, and I said, tap you little bugger. No, Ray gets the ropes. Springboard crossbody caught in a mid-air code breaker. So we've got momentum, and we've got a code breaker. That's a finisher. Mid-air, super flying, crazy edition finisher. Ray kicks out for the ARG. Hits one of his normal 619 with a splash, and Jericho is buried. Arrgh! The fact that Ray can kick out of Crazy Edition finisher and Jericho can't kick out of a normal finisher gets the big arg, and I'm angry. And now Edge comes in, spears Ray, Jericho to the codebreaker, and Dolph Ziggler comes out and does a move. That is your SmackDown, and we close this week with the word of the week, scum. I.e. all of you listeners out there in the listener place. Now, I just heard that someone I knew is going to for the entire month of August, will be spent in Nigeria, working at a care home for former street kids, organising activities and such. So, in case I forget at the start of August, I would wish the good luck in the advance, and things like this. We are done with the show for today. Thaddeus, please take us out of here, say goodbye to everyone, and hit some Trapdoor Project Sex. Go!
When you push against a trap door, living is easy, direction is simple. Step in my face and I'll pop you like a pimple. I'm picking the sound, but something's got to be missing. You got the moves, but you'll never have the vision.
I'm real. Oh, baby, I'm real. Oh,
I'm real.